Okay, let's entrust this time to the Lord right now in the preaching of His Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for the opportunity to gather around Your Word, that You are alive and at work in each of our lives. And You have called us here this morning, Lord, and You will be the one to minister to us. Thank You, Father, that Your Word will never come back to You void without accomplishing the purpose for which You sent it. We trust that You will be the one to guide, Lord, Your servant. Enable him, Lord, to proclaim Your truth and Your truth alone. And nothing might hinder, Lord, the work of Your Spirit in our midst today. You will be the one to speak. You will be the one, Lord, to touch every heart. We praise You and we thank You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We continue our discussion on 2 Timothy, entitled Passing On, the Legacy of Enduring Faith. And we are now looking at chapter 3, The Perils and Perspectives of Our Times, verses 1 to 17. And we've already looked at, I've been looking at chapter 3, verses 1 to 9. And we are now in chapter 5 to 9, okay, in this section. Okay, and we said that as we endure together by God's grace, we confront errors and evil practices with godliness founded on biblical convictions. Okay, basically, we want to center our discussion in the way that we live out the gospel in our lives, confronting evil practices, especially in these last days, through the Word of God, as we live out the Word of God. And we've already looked at the concerns for the last days. Paul said, realize this, that in the last days, difficult times will come. And in verses 2 to 4, we've seen the characteristics of self-centeredness and ungodliness. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, etc. And we've seen that in closing that by declaring they're lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. And in the third part, we looked at this last week, charlatans or pretenders of religion, verses 5 to 9. So let's read verses 5 to 9 right now. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 5 to 9. Holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power, avoid such men as these. For among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses. Verse 7, always learning, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also opposed the truth. Men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith, but they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. And we look at the first characteristic of the charlatans. We said that they have the form without the substance. They have the form of religion, Paul said, but having denied its power. They mask as if they have what they have is a fashionable religion, but in actuality, they have no power in terms of the changes in their lives and the transformation that the Spirit of God brings or wrought, you know, in the hearts of those who have come to know God. And these are pretenders. These are people who appear religious, but are not truly biblical as far as God is concerned. Their faith is empty. Their profession of faith is not according to what the Word of God says, according to godliness. And if you look at the word godliness, having the fear of God, having the true devotion for God, being able to love God and desire Him above all else. And that is shown in terms of the character of their lives. Unless we're quick at pointing at our fingers with others, okay, we need to examine ourselves if we are truly in the faith. Kaya Psalm 139 declares it to us. Verse 23, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there is any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting." And that is supposed to be our prayers, people of God. Okay, that we do not appear before God and before men as mere religious people, but genuinely fearing God from our hearts. What we have is a heart religion. Okay, what we have is an inward profession of faith that manifests itself in the way that we practice what we believe in terms of the conduct of our lives as well. "By their fruit you shall know them," Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7. And the second characteristic of these people is that they are false teachers, and they try to captivate the weak. Okay, verse 6. Let's read verse 6. "For among them are those who enter into households and captivate women weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses." Okay, they are false converts, or they are false believers, if we might say. Okay, it's an oxymoron calling them believers, but they are not, in actuality, true believers in God. And not only that, they have entered into the church. They try to influence the people of God by their pretension, and not just in a way of pretension, that they really are subtle in their ways. It says that the word "creep" here really means sneak into. Okay, it's like a play of words. No, they're like snakes who enter into undetected. Okay, napaka-subtle po ng kanilang pamamaraan, insinuating themselves. They try to enter into the church like the setting of the sun. So it says, okay, na parang hindi po kaagad-agad obvious, okay, sa paningin po natin, and they're imperceptible, and yet, okay, they are there. No, they're trying to infiltrate. They're trying to influence the people of God. And here, brethren, we find their ways being subtle and dangerous. Andito po yung kanilang pagiging tuso, no, pagdating po sa gawain po ng Panginoon. Hindi na po sila nakontento na sa kanilang sarili lamang, that in themselves they are pretending before God and before men, they want to influence others. And this is the danger, brethren, of false teaching. This is the danger of false religion, that they are not merely content in deceiving themselves. They also are there to deceive others. They appear as if they are children of light or angels of light, and yet they're full of darkness. They're evil in terms of their ways. And eventually, as they captivate people in terms of their teachings, they begin to show their true colors. They begin to show their true colors. And some have been part of these, okay, in some cultic religions. Makikita po natin yung kanilang allegiance, the blindness that they have, you know, with regard to following after false teachers. Okay, they appear, you know, very professional. Okay, napaka decente po pag tinitignan po natin. Okay, hindi naman po yan, no, kaagad-agad madidetect po natin. Kaagad-agad, no, masasabi ang papangit po nila, or mga obviously, no, na sa mukha pa lang hindi mo na paniniwalaan. Pero ito, no, nakikita mo that they appear decent. We'd see this, no, in a lot of televangelists right now or out there, no, who try to persuade people, okay, to have faith in God, no, and that God's will for them is to be healthy and wealthy and not and have a problem-free life. But in the end, no, ang dami po nakukonbinse, no, just because they appeal, no, to the needs of these people, they appeal to somehow the felt needs of the people, and yet Okay, the word of God, you know, is undermined with regard to suffering, with regard to how we ought to count the cost of following the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay, and these people tried to convince them. In Matthew chapter 7, the Lord already gave this warning. In verse 15, He declared, "Beware, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves." Ibinigay na po yan kaagad, no, ng Panginoon, yung warning po na yan. Earlier on, in Acts chapter 20, the Apostle Paul already told this church, this same church that we've been talking about, okay, being pastored by Timothy himself, the church in Ephesus. Okay, he said in verse 29 and 30, "I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves, men will arise, speaking perverse things to draw away the disciples after them." Hey, can you imagine, brethren, kahit na sa mga anak ng Panginoon, even the disciples are being drawn by them. Okay, and we see this characteristic being shown as well. Of course, there are genuine people of God, even in some churches that espouse the health and wealth and prosperity gospel. There are true believers in some of these so-called churches. Other parts of the world, and yet they are being deceived. Okay, in these teachings, and napaka fine line po niyan, brethren. But of course, we know if God will be the one to elect you and call you to His fold, to His church. Okay, eventually God will guide them to the truth. God will lead them to the truth and show them the right way to respond. In Jude chapter 4, Jude has already issued this warning as well. "For certain persons have crept in unnoticed." They're creepy creatures. They have crept into unnoticed. "Those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation. Ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ." Okay, that there is the subtlety, brethren. They believe in the grace of God. Don't mistake their sincerity in terms of believing that God is love, that God is gracious. But in the way that they perceive God, they are so imbalanced. Brethren, some people just emphasize the God of love without acknowledging the God of righteousness and holiness. Some people emphasize the God of grace, and truly so. But they say that God is only in the New Testament. And so they look at Him merely as a God who is not wrathful and vengeful. A God who will not avenge, and God who does not care about the way we live our lives. No, brethren. Our God, yes, He is gracious, but He is also righteous and just. And when we sin, okay, remember, God is faithful, but it also says He is faithful and just to forgive and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. Anything that falls short of a true understanding of who God is a heresy. Any truth that's being declared in the name of God that's half truth is falsehood. It is falsehood, brethren. It's not in accordance with sound doctrine. And we need to be careful lest we are being swayed by these things. Kailangan po balanse po ang ating pagtingin sa salita po ng Diyos, sa karakter po ng Diyos, sa mga hinihingi po ng Panginoon. In the way that we look into, the way that we understand, for example, the sovereignty of God. Yes, brethren, it is does not in no way, for example, limit us in terms of going out of our way to share the gospel. We know that God is the God who elects people, but He has also called us to go into all the world and make disciples of all the nations. It's not because God is already sovereign, bahala na sila sa buhay nila. I will not do anything anymore in terms of sharing the gospel. No, brother, we labor. And we work with all our strength, with the strength that God has provided for us. And knowing that God is sovereign, He will call His people to His own. But we need to share it. We need to go out of our way and tell them. We need to go out of our way and live out the gospel. It's not just enough for us to say we believe, but to truly be the people that God had called us to be. And these people, they take captive or they captivate weak women weighed down with sins. Okay, and the word captivate is a word that means to take captive at spear point. Okay, to take a prisoner as a prisoner of war. Okay, talagang hostage noong dating po na itong mga tao pong ito sa kanila pong mga inimpluensyahan. Okay, maybe because there's something in them that weighs them down in terms of their sins. Kumbaga po, nabablockmail po sila. No, meron po silang gusto no, sa buhay po nila at na, seemingly na ibibigay po yon in a time when there are people who look for teachers who will tickle their ears, who will give them what they want, who will speak what they want to hear. And these people, okay, are just so convinced, wow, ito yung ano namin, pakikinggan namin. Ito yung shepherd namin. Little did they know that they're being led captive by the human persuasion and not hearing the Spirit of God anymore. And by calling on the weak women as weak, here, brethren, does not disregard Paul's understanding of, and his way of giving importance to the role of women in the church. Okay, wag ko nating titingnan no, si Paul as a chauvinist. Okay, let's not look at Paul as someone who discriminates women by calling them here as weak. Okay, it's just referring to the women who were easily or who were an easy prey, not to these false teachers. Okay, bagaman po no, women ang tinukoy po niya dito, it's just exclusive to women. Okay, tayo po ng mga men, wag nating isipin mga women lang 'yan, no, madali silang kumbinsihin. Pero dito po, dinagdag po niya, weighed down with various sins. And led on by various impulses. Okay, there are certain areas in their lives, perhaps, that had taken them hostage to these false teachers. They have given in blind surrender of their will and conscience to such crafty teachers. Well, simply, brethren, we can find, okay, kahit na sa panahon po natin, no, during our times, okay, we give importance in the way that most women are truly devoted to God, brethren, okay, and that's why there are a lot of women, no, who are truly godly, okay, and who are there, no, supporting the work of God and a part of, for example, in the Lord's ministry, remember, Salome, Mary, no, the other, madaming Mary, no, Mary Magdalene, Mary, all of these women that God had used, no, for the ministry of the Lord, and the Lord do not minimize their impact, the way that they support the church, they've been part of the church. Si Mary and si Martha, okay, the way that they have devoted their lives to serve and to be intimate with the Lord, no, lalo na si Mary. Okay, sa devotion po sa Panginoon. Okay, but there are also women, okay, if you would find in cultic circles. Makikita po natin dyan, no, sa mga cults, you know, marami po mga kababaihan na nabibiktima po ng mga false teachers po na ito. Kung hindi po sila ingat, no, yung klase po ng devotion po nila, dalalagay na lang po nila blindly to their false teachers, so they call their prophets or their apostles. Cain, and then they're being led captive by them, and they're being used by them in their fundraising. They're being used by them. Okay, ito nga pong bulang tagapagturo, no? Na may kaso po sa States, no? Yung sinasabi, he's the son of God. Okay, in that part of Davao, has a lot of things that he has to answer, not just to God, but really before the law of men. Okay, in recruiting women. Okay, and in subjecting them to labor and abuse. Okay, madami po mga ganyang mga instances, hindi lang po na ilalabas na perhaps no nababayaran po kaya hindi na lamang lalantad. Of course, the old religion that we were formerly been part of, alam po natin yung mga abuses po ng old church. Okay, with regard to women. Okay, nagiging sex slaves po sila, for example. Okay, and things like that. Lest we forget that even in evangelical circles, brethren, hindi po tayo spared sa mga bagay po na ito. I just remember C.S. Lewis in his Screwtape Letters, in The Subtle Ways of Satan. Okay, he says to his nephew, Wormwood, "It does not matter how small the sins are, provided that their cumulative effect is to edge the man away from the light and out into nothing." Etong gawin mo, kumbinsihin mo lang siya sa maliliit na kasalanan. Eventually, okay, he will continue in that sin, on those sins. Akala niya harmless, akala niya maliliit lang na mga kasalanan. Okay, pa-browse-browse sa internet. Or pa-tawag-tawag, sister, but eventually, okay, they take advantage of women in terms of relationship. Murder is no better than cards if cards can do the trick. Okay, indeed, the safest road to hell is a gradual one. The gentle slope, soft underfoot, without sudden turnings, without milestones, without signposts. Very subtle. Very maybe harmless glance. Okay, nag-umpisa no, sa magandang ugnayan na relationship. And then, counseling. Kaya nga po, okay, sa amin din po, no, bilang mga pastor, we are being given, no, that warning. Okay, huwag kang magka-counsel na ikaw lang, no, sa opposite sex. Okay, although we treasure ministry to the women, brethren, do not misunderstand us in terms of the way that we want to minister to the women in the church. But we ourselves need to understand our limitations. We need to understand in the way that we relate with women and not being found alone, no, in our own cars, so be with another woman, kahit na wala po, no? Nag-iingat lamang po. No? So if you find your pastors or your leaders being distant or cold, okay, with regard to their relationship with women, hindi kami nakikibeso-beso, halimbawa, you know, because, okay, we just want to be able to protect you. We just want to be able to have a right relationship the way that we, hindi naman po natin sinasabi lahat na lang nakikibeso-beso ay mali, no, babasahan po natin na masama, no, but what we're doing, brethren, we need to be careful and protect each other. Protect your pastors and your leaders. Protect your ministry workers. Protect the men in the church, the young men, to those of you who are women. All these, we work together for the promotion of the Lord's work and not be a source of temptation, not be a source of ways, no, that the failure of our men, okay, with regard to these things. At hindi lamang po yun, no, sa ating mga men din po, no, sa ating mga pinapanood, sa ating mga pinapakinggan, sa ating po mga relationships sa loob ng iglesia at sa labas din po. Kaya lalo na nang wala nakakakita po sa atin ang patuloy na pag-iingat. Remember Samson? Samson, he had the he strength, no? Sabi nga po, the he man with the she weakness. Sabi po nila. Okay? He was strong as far as the strength of man is concerned. Of course, by the grace of God, by the strength of the Spirit of God in him. And yet, by Delilah's insinuating, continually telling him, Samson, you know, ano bang weakness mo? Sabihin mo naman na sa akin. Okay? Or maybe not through the words, but eventually, no, sa kanilang patuloy na pagpupursige, okay, if you really love me, you will do this. If you really love me, and eventually, minanipulate po niya si Samson. And Samson was not able to detect the weakness in him. And eventually, sinabi po niya yung sekreto po niya. And the verse tells us, he did not realize that the Spirit of God had already departed from him. Of course, to us as believers, it would not happen that the Spirit would depart from us. But the way that we sense the Lord in our lives, the presence of God, in the way that we commune with Him, in the way that we relate to Him in our lives, okay, malayo po yung awareness natin, no, sa ating pong Panginoon. In the same way that David, okay, as he was not careful in his life, we know the way that he led his men into war, into battles, and yet at one point, okay, I'm the king now. Okay, maybe I'm entitled to some rest. I'm entitled to all the successes I have gained for my kingdom and for this people, and maybe I just need to somehow relax. But his physical relaxation had led him to spiritually relax, and eventually had his heart and his mind be cold toward God, and eventually being tempted by Bathsheba. In 2 Samuel chapter 11, you would find there the downward slope, okay, of David entering, entertaining such view. No, sabi niya, nakita ho niya, sino yan? No, ang ganda-ganda niya, na naliligo dyan. No? And then, call her to me. Ganun na siya, no? Hindi ba, this is the wife of Uriah, your soldier, you know, your loyal soldier, King David, mahiya ka naman. Iba, may asawa na yan. But it did not deter him to pursue his relationship with Bathsheba. And then, okay, he committed adultery, and it deteriorated into a lie, and eventually murdering Uriah himself, his most loyal soldier. And eventually, it says there, what David did displeased the Lord in verse 27. And he did not realize God was so dishonored. And we see the consequences of that, brethren, were all lasting consequences. And we see the consequences of sexual sins, okay, ruining reputation, ruining the churches, ruining relationships. Hindi na ho na ibabalik kadalasan. Yes, there is restoration as far as God is concerned in terms of being restored to the church. But in terms of being disqualified for office, in terms of disqualified for the work of service, okay, in ministry, okay, diyan po itong bagay po na ito. No wonder Paul reminded Timothy, flee the youthful lusts and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace along with all those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Okay? Flee from youthful lusts. Flee from all these sexual sins. Okay? Bagaman makikita mo, no, itong mga taong ito, no, perhaps may sinasabi, sila kasi yan eh. No, it's still your heart that is being drawn to these things. So you need to guard your heart. You need to be willing to subject your heart to accountability before the Lord and before others. And yes, brethren, we need to pursue, or we need to forsake, okay, ungodliness and youthful impurities and youthful lusts. Thirdly, we find them not just false teachers who captivate the weak, but they are also failed learners, having no true knowledge. Sabi po niya sa verse 7. Look at your Bibles. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They pretend to be learners, but have not really grasped what the truth is all about, how that truth sets them free. Sabi ng Bible, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. While they're spiritually having a sense of hunger for truth, morally, they are incompetent to truly apply and allow God's word to take effect or to take effect, sorry, to affect their lives and their character. Sorry, pareho naman po yan. To take effect na lang po, no? In their lives or their character. They have forgotten, though they have not truly learned the truth by realizing that the truth will have an impact in their lives. That the truth, when received, will definitely transform the heart and the mind, will definitely transform the character and the life of those who have known that truth. The truth unto salvation, as Paul says, will be the same truth that will lead us to sanctification. Sanctify them by your truth. Why? Your word is truth. So in the same way, brethren, the way that these people conduct themselves, they know the truth, but they suppress this truth. As in Romans 1, verse 18, they suppress this truth in unrighteousness and ungodliness. They know that it is the truth of God. They know that God's character is evident through His Word. They know that God is holy and they need to revere Him and fear Him and trust in Him. And yet, they continue to disavow their loyalty to Him. And they've forgotten who He is in their lives. When asked, the leader of Salvation Army, William Booth, when asked what peculiar challenges are there and dangers there are in the 20th century, that was before the 1900s, brethren, he was asked, ano ba yung mga dangers, ano ba yung mga challenges na nakaharap natin? Earlier on, brethren, sinabi na po niya, sabi niya, the kind of temptation, the kind of dangers are these. Religion without the Spirit. Christianity without Christ. Forgiveness without repentance. Salvation without regeneration. Politics without God. And heaven without hell. Remember, brethren, how many people are just so fascinated with religion. How many people are just so fascinated with this spirituality. Even with the so-called Christianity. And how people today are just so enamored at how they can practice or they try to be part of churches and abound in churches. Even in most free countries today, napakadami po, no? And they even call themselves mega, okay, with the kind of crowd that they attract. And yet how many of these really are genuine believers in the Lord Jesus Christ? They can have the form of Christianity but not Christ. They have the forgiveness. They try at least to themselves think that they've been forgiven but they've not truly repented. They have in themselves so-called salvation but a salvation without the Lordship of Christ. Salvation without true understanding of God's work through the Spirit of God transforming their hearts. Eh, dito po nakakatakot, lalo na po sa ating pong panahon ngayon, mga kapatid. Ito po yung nakakatakot sa marami pong mga tao sa ating pong panahon. And hopefully, brethren, we need to be careful ourselves that our Christianity does not deteriorate into such form and practice. That the way we have truly professed belief in the Lord Jesus Christ would lead us even more to get serious with our walk with Him, to continually have the opportunity to glorify the Lord and serve Him with the right perspective, with the right heart, following Him all the way to the end, brethren, all the way to the end. The fourth characteristics characteristic of these charlatans is that they are fake miracle workers. And they oppose the truth. In verse 8, it says, just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth. Men of depraved mind rejected in regard to the faith. I've been looking at the names of Jannes and Jambres, but they do not seemingly appear in terms of their relationship with Moses. But there are those who had opposed Moses when he performed the miracles, or when he showed the plagues, you know, in Egypt. And there were those who tried to duplicate, okay, the rod, for example. Okay, turn it into a snake. And then there's someone who tried to do that as well. And that serpent ate all the snakes that these magicians were able to do. Okay, marami po pong mga miracles na ginawa po si Moses, and yet he was continually being opposed by these false teachers and magicians. Kaya ito pong pinaka delikado din po, no, sa kanila. No, hindi lamang po sila deceivers, hindi lamang po sila, no, talagang nagtuturo ng mali. Okay? They even have these powers. Okay, they even have these so-called powers, brethren. Satan performs counterfeit miracles. You would find in your Bibles, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we find the characteristic of lawlessness. Sabi po niya, the coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. Verse 11, for this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth but have delighted in wickedness. Okay. A lot of people today search for the miraculous. And sino pa naman, no, ang tao na hindi po nabibighani, kumbaga. No, dito po sa mga ganito, mga ginagawa po nila. Seemingly, you know, they can heal people. They can open the eyes of the blind, or they can lead people who are lame, let them walk. But are these really true, brethren? You would find in certain exposés that those who would come, no, are staged by these false teachers and false miracle workers. Sabihin mo, meron kang sakit sa tenga. Tapos, pag blinaw ko yung ano, tinaas ko yung kamay ko, kay tatayo ka at magdetestify that you have been able to hear and you've been able to walk. You appear like you're lame, okay, and walk or have some sit on wheelchairs, and then when I call you, you stand up on your feet. And brethren, the kind of evil these people just to convince many as if they really are real miracle workers. I do not discount the fact that sometimes Satan can also grant those and lead people even more to deception by these false miracle workers. But eventually, in the last days, brethren, you will find that as a characteristic of the Antichrist. But in our time, nakikita na po natin manifestation po ng mga bagay po na ito. Some of them might be so, in quote-unquote, real. Yet God may have allowed them, but as far as God is concerned, where is this so-called miracle leading these people into? Where is this miracle? We need to ask that question. Has this miracle led them to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation and then truly focus their eyes on Him who is the way, the truth, and the life? Or has this really led them even more to deeper and deeper delusion and deception by these false teachers, that so that their allegiance would be to the man or the person himself who made that, quote, miracle, performed that miracle, rather than God himself. Doon na po natin madidistinguish po ang bagay po Ayan. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, the Apostle John himself reminds us, tests every spirit. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God. Bago tayo kaagad-agad nagpapaniwala. Bago tayo kaagad-agad umiisip, inattribute po ang bagay po na ito, lalo na sa mga tao na nagsasabi po nito na meron po silang kapangyarihan na gawin po ito. There's no authority, there's no power ever granted to man unless God gives it. But of course, where is that leading to? Will that lead to glorifying the Lord even more? Will that lead to being focused on the gospel that saves and transforms the heart and the life? Or it is merely a display in order to deceive people into thinking that they can fill their lives with more and more things para magbayad ka, para paniwalaan mo na ito nga yung gospel na pinipreach nila so that you will have a problem-free life and not a submissive life, a life that is truly committed to God. Yes, brethren, in 1 Timothy chapter 4 also, Paul already given this warning. We've read this in some discussions that we have had. The Spirit clearly says that in the latter times, some will abandon the faith and will follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They will pay attention to the doctrines of demons. That there is demonic power at work, brethren. We know that. There's spiritual warfare. Okay, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against the powers of darkness, and against the powers of the evil one. At lalo pa po natin makikita po ang mga bagay po na ito. At minsan hindi na po yan nakatago eh. Minsan lantaran na. No? Yung deception po na yan sa mga telebisyon, sa mga social media, sa mga bagay po na pinagkakabisihan po ng mga tao. And some people are not even ashamed to confess themselves to be Satanists. Okay? And part of this cult, you know, nakakatakot po ng sarapan po ng Panginoon. And this condition of men is only going to get worse. It is only to get worse, brethren, as the days go by. At tayo bilang mga anak po ng Panginoon, we heed these warnings from the Lord. As we look at the characteristics of these people, having the form of godliness, denying its power, being false teachers, captivating people by their lie, by their lies, trying to proliferate, okay, all these false gospels and teachings, and all of these miracles that they show us, must lead us even more to acknowledge we need the Lord. We need His Holy Spirit to lead us. But these men of corrupt minds and disapproved concerning the faith, they are completely corrupt. They will be led into utter ruin and rendered useless as far as God is concerned. And that's why Paul said in verse 5, in three words, sabi niya, avoid such people. Avoid such men. Why? Because they will corrupt you. Yes, they will lead you to ruin. Yes, they will lead you to you be useless as far as God and His work is concerned. Tandaan mo itong warning na ito. Mas katakutan mo ang Diyos sa may binibigay niya na babala sa iyo sa mga bagay na ito. Now, of course, he ends our discussion in verse 9 by telling us that these fools, errors, these are fools whose errors will be exposed in verse 9. Sabi po niya, but they will not make further progress, for their folly will be obvious to all, just as Jannes and Jambres' folly was also. God calls it foolishness. They're foolish. They do not know God. They do not truly profess Now, to truly know God by their hearts, they only confess Him with their mouth. Though they are enjoying some measure of success, we know that their downfall is just around the corner. God had already declared it in His Word. Their deeds will be exposed. They will make no progress. God has set a limit to their foolishness. God has set a boundary. Lest we forget, brethren, the Lord Jesus Christ will vindicate His name and He will protect His own. That is for sure, child of God. Kung tunay ka na anak ng Panginoon, He will expose your ways and your ungodliness, kung meron man yan. And the sooner you come to terms with the Lord and His Word and allowing Him to check your heart and move upon your life to change you, to be the person that He has called you to be, okay, He will vindicate His name. He will protect you. He will keep you. The Father is greater than all. Okay, He has given them to me, and He will protect them. Okay, no one can snatch them out of my Father's hands, sabi ng Panginoon. I too will protect them. 1 John 4, verse 4, He who is in us is greater than he that is in the world. The Spirit of God in us is greater than it is that is in the world. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes, truly believes, that Jesus is the Son of God. What a glorious truth this is for all of us, brethren, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ in these modern times. Hindi po tayo pinapabayaan ng Panginoon. Hindi po tayo iniwanan ng Panginoon in these last days. Yes, there will be perilous times. This will be dangerous times for the people of God. Some will be deceived, but their deception will be obvious, and somehow God will expose it. And He will vindicate His name. God will not only defend His truth, He will also bring to light the ignorance that these men have. And their own way. Sino po ang binubola po nila? And we know that, brethren. You cannot fool anyone but yourself. You cannot fool anyone but yourself. Eventually, your sin will find you out. Eventually, your ignorance will be obvious, and your failure will be shown. Yes, brethren, God remains sovereign over His church. He is reigning, He is revealing Himself, reconciling His people, redeeming until His work is complete. Turn with me to Colossians 1, 18 to 23. Paul declared these words, and He is the head of the church, or the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything He might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Him, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through His blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior, but now you have been reconciled by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight without blemish, free from accusation, if you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard. Sabi po ni Paul. This is the gospel that you heard. It will establish you. It will keep you. If you know the gospel, it will allow you to be rooted and steadfast in your faith, so that you will no longer be tossed here and there by every wind of doctrine, but you will be able to stand up and honor the Lord, your God, faithfully. And I bring you, brethren, with this conclusion, it calls, brethren, for all of us, first of all, for alertness. In these difficult times, even though these are times of peril, these are also times when we can find the Lord being truly at work in our hearts and in our lives. Hindi po niya pababayaan ang kanyang mga anak, but we need to do our part. A continual recognition of the perils of our times must be recognized, must be upon us. To be forewarned, as the saying goes, is to be forearmed. Sabi nga po nila. To be forewarned is to be forearmed. Peter declared these words in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 and following. Sabi po niya, your enemy, or be self-controlled and alert, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of suffering. The God of all grace, who called you into eternal glory, also who allowed you to suffer a while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. You go back to that passage, brethren. God will be the one to establish you by His grace. But it calls for alertness. Second, it calls for active submission on our part to be under the scrutiny of God's Word. We already mentioned this, brethren, the opportunity for the people of God to be subject to the Word. And we will continue our discussion on that in verses 10 to 17 next time. But here it is, brethren, the Word is like true edged sword. It's a sword of God penetrating every thought and motives of the heart, brethren. God is the one who exposes the heart. And we need to heed this warning. In Psalm 119, how can a young man keep his way pure? By keeping it according to your Word. Your Word I have hidden in my heart so that I will not sin against you. It calls for active submission, brethren, especially to the Word of God. And lastly, it calls for attentiveness to Christ. Christ speaks through His Spirit in our hearts. Christ speaks through His Word. We need to cultivate close communion with Him and make sure that we draw closer and closer to Him. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will bear much fruit. Ask whatever you wish, it will be done for you. Sabi po niya, if you abide in me, you will bear much fruit and you show yourselves to be my disciples. He calls us, brethren, 2 Peter chapter 3. Pinapakita po doon ang responsibility po natin. Therefore, beloved, knowing beforehand, beware lest being led away with the error of the lawless, that you fell from your own steadfastness, but grow in the grace that is in Christ Jesus our Lord, and in the knowledge of our Savior Jesus Christ. To Him belong the glory and both now and for eternity. Philippians 2, Paul said, therefore, my beloved or dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Why? For God works in you to will and to do according to His good purpose, so that one day we will appear before Him, blameless in His sight, honoring Him all throughout our lives in the midst of this perverse and crooked generation. Let us pray. Our loving God, we thank you. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you that you have guided us through your word. We pray that you had given clarity, Lord God. Lord, and guided us, even Father, to be able to apply and learn the things you wanted us to learn. Not only to learn these things in our minds, but truly apply it, Lord, in our hearts. And thank you for all your children that listened through this message. I pray that you will continue to guide us, Lord, in all our endeavors as we walk with you even more in this world, that we will continue to shine forth your light, that we will continue to live for your praise and for your glory. You see us, you know our hearts, our sinful tendencies, how you are, we are prone, Lord, to leave the God we love. But Lord, take our hearts, seal it, Lord, for your courts above. Lead us in your truth. Salamat po, Panginoon, sa bawat isa na inyong dinala ngayong umagang ito. Salamat sa patuloy na pangungusap po ninyo sa aming mga puso. Kayo lamang po, Banal na Espiritu, ang siyang patuloy na mabigyan, Panginoon, ng sapat na kaluwalhatian, karangalan. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for calling us unto salvation. O Lord Jesus, for granting us the opportunity to recognize your work on the cross and your love for us. And the Spirit enabling us to understand these things and take them to heart. Salamat, Panginoon. Salamat, Lord God. Holy Trinity, thank you for glorifying your name in our lives and in our midst. Purihin ka, Panginoon, maging po sa time na ito as we spend time, Lord, praying for one another. Lord, do lead us. Even as we give our tithes and offerings, help us to give it faith and love for you and for your work. We honor you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.